episode number 207, Best Summer Ever for Camaro.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Oh boy, we got a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about this week.
That's right.
Yeah, starting with our topic
for
this episode. Which is the best summer for Camaro?
Gotta be.
It's definitely gotta be. I don't remember a summer this exciting for a new model from GM ever.
Yeah.
Including when they came out with the C5 and the C6 Corvette.
Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. I remember in the early 2000s when the WS6 came out, people were finding that it was extremely fast and there's a lot of talk about it.
Uh-huh.
But there wasn't hype like there is now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just nonstop. Go by any Chevrolet dealership. If they got a Camaro, it's out front.
Yeah, and it's probably already sold.
Right. Right. It's just been a whirlwind of media and just news and updates and people taking delivery. And
I'm seeing more and more reviews coming out on it now, too. And I'm thinking that because the car is becoming more available, that other news outlets are finally getting a car. So they can review it.
Right. We've actually got a thread going on. It's been perpetually going on called Listing of 2010 Camaro Reviews. It's in our 2010 Camaro News Sightings, Pictures, and Multimedia forum. It's stuck to the top. And I've just been updating it every time I saw a news review. And just recently, I updated it with a couple of major news outlet reviews. One being Fox News.
Oh, okay.
Not like a little, you know, local channel, but actually Fox News reviewed it. Before that, ABC 7 Los Angeles. Before that, Time Magazine. A lot from Car and Driver,
Motor Trend,
Auto Blog. So there's some cool reviews in there, and they just keep coming out. And I think you're right, Chris. I think that the more available they become, the more reviews we're going to see on them.
Because you got to believe that all the pre-order cars have been built out. Those probably got finished in June
because
there's 14,000 plus of those. Plus, you have to figure they built fleet cars for the whatchamacallit, the car rental agencies.
Yep.
Was it Avis?
Avis, that's
okay.
Right.
And they're still trying to keep up with the orders that are coming in regularly for the Camaro. And I'm seeing them more on the road now, more than when I bought my car, but not as readily, I don't know how to put it. Just when I bought my fourth gen, okay, it seemed like, you know, you'd go to a grocery store, you'd go to a shopping center, and you'd see a couple of those cars in the shopping center. I don't see that with the new Camaro. You're lucky if you're the only one, and you're still getting people, you know, the heads turning, the fingers pointing, the cell phones coming out, you know, taking pictures.
It's kind of amazing. Yesterday, I saw two brand new ones, both without license plates, but dealer frames on the license plate area.
Were they driving?
They were on the road.
Oh, okay.
And then this morning, on the way running some errands, I saw one.
Oh,
same
okay.
way. So their production is finally kind of maybe catching up to demand, at least getting started. If anything, you know, people are just taking more delivery on them.
Yeah,
it's been great. You know, the Transformers movie helped. I'm sure we helped to some degree.
Yeah,
you know, we were always trying to get the word out about it. That's kind of our job. I'm very happy with mine, Chris. You drive yours just about every day.
Yep, every day.
How's it? How many miles?
Just over 1,300 now.
And we did a 1,000-mile review last week
in
our episode 206.
Loving it.
Yeah?
Loving it.
I'm pretty happy with mine.
Every day, loving it.
Yeah. It's nice to see another one on the road. Hopefully, we'll just keep seeing more.
Yeah.
If you're going to take delivery of a 2010 Camaro, or you already have and haven't done it yet, definitely introduce yourself on the CamaroZ28.com message board.
And post pictures.
And definitely post pictures. We just got one let me take a quick look here.
Yeah, it was a yellow one.
Yep, from One Camaro Nut. And the thread title is, My Baby is Finally Home, Pictures Included. Nice looking yellow one.
I feel sorry for the people who live in states that have to put a front license plate on their car.
I know.
I don't like the look of that.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Yeah, it kind of hurts the lines of it. I mean, I think it looks better on the 2010 than it did on the fourth gens, just because the nose is a little flatter.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as unflattering. But yeah, it's tough. I think I just get pulled over a lot because I wouldn't do it.
Because you wouldn't put the plate on?
And kiss my ass. Yeah. But anyway, definitely introduce yourself. Send some pictures. You know, if you're a listener of the podcast but not a member of the site, you got to. If you're going to do one, you got to do the other one.
Of course,
we'd like to hear from you here on the podcast as well as see you on the message form. Yeah. It's for all the Camaro enthusiasts, genuine enthusiasts, hanging out.
Absolutely.
So, in other news,
yeah, there's some other news this week too.
I thought this one was interesting because it was always a topic of debate, at least when it first came out. The GM badges that Bob Lutz had put on all General Motors vehicles.
Right.
This started back in 2006.
Yeah.
And Chris, why is it that he wanted to do this?
I think they wanted to draw recognition to brands that aren't known as GM vehicles. Hummer, Saab, those types of vehicles to know that they're part of the GM family. So the GM badges were going on all the cars, Pontiacs and Chevrolets and Cadillac and everything.
I think that was a pretty good idea.
I thought so too, and I really liked the look of the badge.
But it's coming to an end.
Apparently.
In the automotive news section of the CamaroZ28.com message board, it's been reported that they are going to cease doing that after, I believe, this model year.
Yeah.
So that would make the 2010 Camaro the only model year that had the GM badge on it, if this is true.
Probably.
You liked it.
I do.
I didn't mind it. A lot of people hated it. I'm really curious to know what everybody else out there really thinks of it. You know, I was actually thinking about taking mine off my Camaro.
Okay.
Just not because I didn't like it, but because I think it maybe kind of broke up the lines of the car somehow. I don't know. It was just one of those things, you know, just like a smooth lock, the smallest things make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely curious as to what everybody else is going to say about this. And we'll give out the number, you know, the number is 586-486-3182. We'll give that out again in a little bit, but we'd like to hear from you. Get your thoughts on.
What do you think of those badges?
You know, do you think they should keep them? Do you think they should have never instated them? Did you remove yours if you had one? Yeah. Do you like it and kept it? Or, you know, what are your thoughts on it? Just everyday, you know, first initial thoughts. I guess I don't mind that they're removing it.
Yeah.
Considering the fact that, I'm not sure why they're removing it, though. I mean, it seems detrimental to the GM brand and the image.
The only thing I can think of is, you know, there's a lot of kind of, I don't know, people thinking, you know, we bailed out GM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they want to draw more emphasis on their core brands instead of the actual parent company GM, where they want to say, you know, this is a Chevrolet, a Cadillac, a GMC, a Buick.
And I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah. What else is there?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's just my guess.
I think it's a good, I mean, as far as brands, I think that's all there's left is what
well,
I'm
yeah, yeah, the four core brands.
Yeah. So maybe that's it. I mean, ever since the past year, they've been putting more emphasis on, like you said, on the brands. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. We'll see. If you got an opinion, definitely give us a call, leave us a voicemail message.
Definitely.
And tell us all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just real quick, I want to make a quick shout out to my cousin Randy. Hey, Randy.
What's up, Randy?
That's it. Moving on.
We got a contest going on here.
Yeah.
And we actually have submissions now.
And they're very good.
Very good. We got like, what, four of them now?
Yeah. We only need about 20 more in the next week to make it a real contest.
Yeah.
So it may be postponed. But basically the gist is, you know, print out our logo we provide for you and take a picture of the logo, the printout, with a Camaro.
Right.
And make it as interesting as you can. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Haven't gotten a whole lot of submissions, and there's a set of Nitto tires along with a lot of other cool prizes on the line.
Right. So just go ahead and go to the thread. We're going to post it in the show notes. Print out a copy of the CamaroZ28.com logo. Find yourself a Camaro. Doesn't have to be your Camaro. Any Camaro will do. And post a picture in your photo gallery. Link to the official thread for the contest. And you're entered to win a pair of Nitto tires.
A full set of Nitto tires of your choice.
Of any size.
Of any size. Truck. Yeah, street tires.
Street tires.
Street tires, that's right. Plus a lot of other things. We got stuff from BF Xenon and
Doesn't get any easier than that.
Yeah, but the thing is that nobody's taking advantage of this. Right. And I sure would hate to postpone this for another time to give people to get their crap together.
The only thing I'm thinking is everybody's looking to see what's being submitted. And then waiting to the last minute.
Well, our good friend Mudbone posted a pretty good one.
He was the very first one.
And yeah, that's tough to beat, but I think people are edging up on him. There's a beautiful, I want to say 67, 327 Camaro with the logo on it. One guy just found a 2010 in the streets of New Orleans and happened to have the logo on him. Leans in, takes a cool picture, but the one that I think I like really cool. It's a 69 Camaro X11 SS350 rotting in the woods.
Yeah.
Like one of those, you know, backyard barn finds, you know.
Yep.
Oh, man, it's cool. And yeah. the poster even specified, no, it's not for sale. That one's really neat.
It is.
So, you know, I mean, you could win. It's really cool and it's really easy. So do it. Chris, you're going to post the link?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
We'll post it in the show notes again.
Cool, cool.
So get your submissions in. We got one more week to do it, and then we'll make a decision on whether or not we need to postpone this contest.
Yeah, which I would hate to do.
I know.
But, you know, we got to actually have it be a contest.
Right.
Not no contest.
Yeah.
All right. We got some voicemails?
Yeah, we sure do.
Okay. Well, cool. You want to kick them off?
Yeah. Let me start with the first one here.
All right.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Rick from Green Bay, Wisconsin, known as Rick Phoenix on the message boards. Just wanted to call and say thanks for a great podcast, great show. You guys do a great job every week. I'm the guy who started the post on message boards about the new kit designed by Kevin Morgan with the Phoenix TA kit for the Camaro. And I can understand your opinions being Camaro guys, because there's always been this sibling rivalry between the Camaro and Firebird owners. You know, but when it comes down to it, they're all F-bodies. And I think that any kit that helps sell Camaros, General Motors has got to be behind that. You know, obviously they're probably not going to be able to use the Firebird or Trans Am names, which is why I'm sure that they're referring to them as the Phoenix TA kit. But I think the people that Kevin Morgan's been associated with are probably going to be putting out a pretty high quality kit. I see they're using the year one snowflakes on that car, which I think was a great choice as well. So I guess just throwing in my two cents, I think that that Firebird kit is going to be pretty cool for the Camaro. I myself am a Firebird guy. Unfortunately, there aren't any new Firebirds on the market. So, you know, this might be the only thing that would get me to buy a new Camaro. I think they're great looking cars, but I'm a Firebird guy. So just my two cents. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
Thanks for that voicemail, Rick. I just want to just kind of emphasize on the fact that it's not that we're not Firebird guys, we're Camaro guys. It's we'd like Firebirds just as much, but it's just not available. And if GM was producing one, we would probably be behind that just as much as we are the Camaro. But I don't know. I just don't like the kit. I just don't like it.
See, I'm willing to like it. I just got to wait for it to actually materialize before I can make my final judgment.
I don't know if it's the fact that it's not coming from GM and it's not an actual car. It's just like a kit. I don't know. I
got to agree with the caller, though. I mean, if it helps sell Camaros.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I'm down for it.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, let's think about this. We used to criticize people for criticizing the test mules of the Camaro before they were out. You know, wait till you see it in person, we just always say.
Yeah.
I got to take the same stance on this Firebird, this Firebird kit.
Right.
I really do, because the renderings, they're very, very different. They vary from style to style. And when the final product comes out, then I'll say, hey, I like it, or I'll make the barfing noises that you had me put into the show last week, which nobody guessed what movie was from. It was from The Goonies. What the heck?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm sure half of our listeners were born after that movie even came out.
Yeah.
What's the truffle shuffle? Anyway, good voicemail. Thank you very much for that. Chris, you got another one?
Yep.
All right.
Hey, guys, it's Mudbone. A couple of things. First, I wanted to shout out to these guys that are lagging on the photo contest. I hope by now that there's some more pictures in there, but you know, it seems like people are sort of lurking back in the shadows, waiting to drop all these posts in at the last minute, because they're afraid somebody's going to steal an idea or something like that. And I think I give you guys enough credit to figure out originality as part of the components and judge based, know, somebody's thread order. You can figure that out. So anyway, I think I'm going to, you know, continue to challenge people to get their posts in. Let's see some more photos. Wanted to also ask about the blogs that are on the site. I had started out this summer trying to commit to putting in more blog entries, and I didn't do as well as I had hoped, but I definitely put some up there, and it just doesn't look like there's a lot of traffic in the blog section of the forum, so much so that I put up a post and or a poll, and it looks like the poll is kind of mirroring what I expected, not too much interest in the blog. So I didn't know whether we needed to try to promote that more or just exactly what, you know, might be a better thing to do to pick that up. Or maybe we just say, yeah, forget it. It's not that interesting. Speaking of the blog, I did want to relate the story of what happened last weekend with our, and I put it in the blog, but I'm going to leave a post about it as well, or voicemail. The, they had a car show. We had our sort of junior, our mini, Woodward Cruise, down in Orange this weekend, past weekend, and a bunch of people were down there. And, Mudbone Jr. was supposed to go with me, but he didn't go. He had something better to do. It had to do with a cooler and a four-wheeler in the river. So anyway, I don't blame him. And so Mrs. Mudbone and the rest of the family, we took my car and the new used 95 that Mudbone's driving now. We took it down, took both cars down to show and parked them side by side. And here was my pristine 30th anniversary show car, all, you know, dressed up and pretty, and this daily driver, 95, polo green coupe, sitting next to it, and it was just hilarious. The traffic walking by, we were sitting there, and the number of people that stopped and looked over this this car, and, you know, I got to looking at it, and I think, man, that car really is nice looking, but it was just kind of funny. Here's this bone stock paint vehicle, and it just looked so damn good that people just had to look at it and stop and pause. So anyway, we thought it was cool. Again, keep up the good work, and look forward to hearing what happens.
Is it our turn?
Yep, it sure is.
Okay, I got to do it.
Okay.
Mudbone! Mudbone Jr. And Mrs. Mudbone.
Oh, it's always a great voicemail from Mudbone himself.
That's right, and that was a doozy.
Yeah.
Where to begin? The blogs. You know, we said that was something we added to the community just for people that wanted to use it.
Right.
I was using it pretty religiously. It was pretty fun. I don't think people understand the use of those. It's almost like having a journal that you can leave private if nobody cares to see it. But it's also one of those things that if somebody stumbles upon it, you might get some feedback.
Right.
And it's actually very beneficial. A lot of people we were hoping would use them for build-ups. You know,
sure.
Like, I actually started mine on there for my 2010 SEMA project. I actually moved it into another one because I want a little bit more functionality. But that's the intent. You know, if you got a project car you're working on, or if you got a show schedule that you're keeping and you want to, you know, list your awards, you know, use it for whatever you want to. That's why we offer it. It's just, you know, kind of a free-flowing thing.
I think in the future we're going to be promoting it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in a more prominent place on the site so people will know that that is available.
Yeah. It's you know, it's just an extra service we want to add. And the funny thing is, it's one of those things where if you start using it, you find more benefit in it.
Right.
You kind of have to roll up your sleeves and get into it. What else did we talk about here? The car.
The
show.
Lagging photo contest.
Yeah, well, see, he's got room to talk. He was the first one to enter, and he entered with a
pretty good one.
I got to tell you, that last one though of the car, the barnyard find, that's a good one though.
Yeah, but it's not going to be up to us.
Well,
to vote on these things.
That's true, but it'll be up to us to pick the top 10 or so.
Right.
Provided we get that many.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Mudbone's right. Get your pictures in there. Don't be afraid. At least, if anything, you could win something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every entry gets something.
Right.
You know. So, always a good voicemail from Mudbone there.
Absolutely.
We love hearing from you.
Yeah.
Sounds cool about the car show you were at.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it for that one.
Yeah.
We got one more.
Yep.
But we're going to do that right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we have one more to finish off here.
All right.
Chris, Jason, this is John. I have fourth gen, and I used to autocross some, and if I hit a surface disruption on a hard turn, the back end used to jump out like crazy, and that was kind of disconcerting. I want to know if you have had any experience with the your cars on the rough surface and see if it's more manageable than the fourth gens. Also, Rockford Files were great. I used to watch them when I was a kid. Recently been looking at them at Netflix, and there's a lot less car action there than I remember. But the turns would typically be like the bad guy pulls out in front of him, so he bangs it in reverse, gets going like 15, 20, and then just spins the car and then turns around going the other way. There's probably a other term for it, but that's what he did. And for what I remember being a car show, again, there wasn't that much live action. But it was a good show anyways. Wicked cheesy by today's standards. Enjoy the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
That was a good voicemail from John. We haven't heard from him before.
Yeah, no kidding. John,
he gave his username. He just said John.
Yeah. Well, we'll get that info a little later if we need to.
Well, he wants to know about autocrossing first, compared to fourth gen, compared to fifth gen.
First of all, before we even get into that, it's awesome that you're already autocrossing it.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't really heard of anybody using it for a couple of dragster
fronts.
Well,
I don't think he was using it. He wanted to know if we were.
Oh. Well, then how would he know about the problem?
No, that he was talking about a problem with the fourth gen.
I'm lost. I got nothing.
He said with the fourth gen, he had this problem where it would kick out and rough surfaces. He wanted to know if the fifth gen did the same thing.
Well, get your fifth gen out there and do it. Let us know.
But we do know someone who could probably answer this question very well.
That's right.
Our good friend Pete
Basica.
Ed Petters.
Yep.
Pete, we know you're listening. Why don't you give us a call and answer this question for us?
Yeah. Pete knows just about everything.
If anybody,
there is to
Pete
know.
Would know this.
That's right. What I can tell you is that I've hit corners much, much harder and more controllably with my 2010 just fooling around on the street than I ever dared to do on my fourth gen when it was lowered and had lower control arms on it and everything. This 2010 just handles like other fourth gen, even modded. So due to the fact that the whole rear end has been redesigned, Al Oppenheiser was very, very clear about the fact that they put a lot of effort into the rear end of this car. I don't think you're going to have near the same problem, if at all.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a good question. We'll try to get Pete to chime in on that.
Yeah. Rockford Files.
Rockford Files. Well, while I was listening to that, I actually ran over to Hulu.com, Hulu.com, and just typed in Rockford Files, and you could watch 69 episodes of the Rockford Files on
Hulu.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Very, very cool. At least, well, there's 69 entries, but I'm looking at all of them. There's 48 minutes, 49 minutes, 49 minutes, so...
You can see the cars do all the Rockford you want.
Season 3, episode 5, season 3, episode 4, and there's 4 pages of it, so they got to have pretty much the whole damn scene.
Yeah.
They had a cool intro music theme, too.
Yeah.
But we used to call them bootlegger turns.
Bootlegger turns.
Yeah, because we used to do them. I grew up in the 20 miles west of Lansing out in the country. Oh, hi, Randy. and we used to do them on the back roads, and we were just fooling around. Beats the crap out of your car because we'd have to do them on dirt roads.
How fast were you going when you would do yours?
I don't know, 20 or 30, and then you just crank the wheel. And then
whip right around.
Yep. And then you had to, when it was spinning, you had to, we always had manual cars, so you had to shift from reverse into first while you're doing the tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah.
They were fun. They beat the crap out of your car because of all the rocks and everything, but it was fun.
Cool.
It was fun. I wish we could give you more information on the whole autocross thing. Get out there and find out yourself.
Yeah.
You know, don't take our word for it, nor Pete's. Do it. Then post videos and pics. We appreciate that voicemail very much.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, now is the time where we got to pick a winner.
Yeah, here. We've been doing this all year. Every week we give out a prize for the best voicemail or the voicemail that gets us talking the most.
Right, and we got 2 entries this week that are available to win the prize. Mudbone won probably 6 months ago or something.
Yeah, and so did Mudbone Jr. Mrs. Mudbone hasn't called in yet.
So we got to pick between Rick Phoenix and John.
Oh, what the hell. I got a prize for both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah, why not?
Wow.
Yeah, so Rick Phoenix and John, whoever you are, give us an email at webmasters@camaroz28.com. Give us your mailing address, your identification so we know it's you.
Yeah.
And your shirt size, just in case we got a shirt that'll fit you. Right. And we'll send you out some goodies. Thanks for being part of the show, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and Cody, who won last week, he emailed us, but he didn't include... his mailing address.
Right. So
he told us his shirt size, but he never gave us an address to send his prize to.
What was his name again?
Cody.
Cody? Well, I put it in the mail and I just addressed it to Cody, so hopefully it'll get to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go, guys. Congratulations. Right. And we thank everybody for calling in. We gave out the number a little bit ago. So definitely pick up the phone, call, talk about whatever you want to. The GM badge thing or Auto Crossing or Rocky the Rockford Files or you name it. We're happy to hear about it.
Yeah.
Hey. I've been dying to mention this.
What's that?
My Magna Charger should be here this week.
Really?
Yep.
And how long is it going to take to get that installed?
I don't know. I got to get a couple other parts assembled.
Cool.
Yeah, but I got it from hotpart.com. We mentioned this a couple of times ago.
Oh, yeah, you get the $500 off?
If you use the coupon code 500 Camaro Z28, you get a screaming $500 off.
Nice.
The new ZR, I want to call it. I think they changed the name a little bit. Magna Charger system.
Nice.
For 2010 Camaros.
How much boost does that put out?
6 to 7 pounds I've seen, but I don't know how much you can pulley up. I think you can go 8 to 10.
Really?
We've got a member on the board that's already got one here in Michigan, too. It was seen on the day of the Woodward cruise, but just in Flint at the Back to the Bricks cruise, which is just as like a little mini Woodward. And I guess they were out cruising around in it.
Cool.
So, yeah, Magna Charger is pretty cool. Pete Basic has got a Pro Charger on his car.
Does he?
Yeah, along with their suspension kit, because they do a lot of project cars for GM and whatnot. So, superchargers are a lot more prevalent already than for the fifth gen than what it was for the fourth gen. Because I remember when we first started getting into the fourth gens, if you had a supercharger, you were 1 in 1,000.
I know.
They were few and far between.
Yep.
I remember when John Eaves had
his
Vortec 383, and that thing went low 12s, and at that time, that was like one of the fastest fourth gens out there.
I know.
It was ridiculous. So now look at everybody's getting a supercharger one way or another. Geiger Cars in Germany put out their turbocharged Camaro. It's pretty cool. So I can't wait to see that thing. I'm going
to
take some
pictures.
I can't
wait to see SEMA this year, what people are going to have on their cars there.
Oh, man. I hope my car is done in time for the show. Yeah. I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
You can keep up on my updates at phantomss.com. That's my blog, which is useful. And that's where I put all of my updates.
Cool.
Thoughts about my car and junk. Speaking of showings.
Yeah.
The NEOCC Summit is coming up.
F-Body event?
Yeah, and haven't heard a whole lot of talk about it.
No. Is anybody going to this thing?
I mean, last
we're not hearing anybody talk about it.
Last year, the Indy event was huge.
Right.
Because people were talking about it. This time, not so much.
Yeah. Looking at their page, neocc.homestead.com.
That's right.
They have information about the show that they're going to have. It's going to be at Summit headquarters in Ohio there.
Talmadge, Ohio? Something like that, yeah.
I guess my complaint about this show this year,
yeah,
there's no central hotel.
Headquarters, yeah.
Right. Here's a list of a bunch of hotels. There doesn't seem to be any events going on during the car show.
The Camaro Ride and Drive, but that's kind of ongoing.
I guess more like informational sessions.
Uh-huh.
Like they had the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, the Q&A.
There was Q&As. I didn't see anything about any type of banquet. There was some barbecue you could sign up for.
Yeah. Maybe that's all right, though. Maybe they want to just make it simple this year.
Okay.
I could care either way. I just like to see a lot of Camaro Z28.com members there. We should get together and have at least a few drinks. I talked to Scott Settlemyer, Cheryl Pilcher, John Fitzpatrick. If we do anything Camaro Z28.com related, they said that they would definitely be interested in hanging out with us.
Okay.
So, you know, instead of a Q&A session in public, if you just want to share a Coke or whatever you like and stand there and ask just private questions to them, they'd be happy to fill you in it that way too. So, you know, but we'd like to see people there. If you're going, give us a call or shoot us an email and let us
definitely
know. So we know what to look for you and we know what to put together if we're going to do an impromptu meet and greet or something along those lines for the members.
Once again, the website address for that event is neocc.homestead.com.
Yep.
We'll definitely be posting about that.
I just hope my car is not going to be under the knife at that moment because I want to take it out there. You know?
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Alrighty.
But definitely get out there and make that event, everybody. I think that's it for this episode. I think we filled it up.
Yeah. We're at our time limit usually.
Yeah, well, thereabouts. Well, as always, we thank everybody for listening.
Yep.
You know, we're syndicated through iTunes, so if you haven't found us there, find us there. Subscribe, leave a review.
Follow us on Twitter, CamaroZ28.com.
We got a Facebook fan page.
Yep.
Do a search for CamaroZ28.com. You'll find us. And feel free to call in for next week's show.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.